The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
AboveTopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Zed Show. This is the podcast which is not hosted from the center of the universe.
Recommended for mature individuals.
You can't handle the truth!
And now, here he is, everyone's favorite super modulator and super moderator, the first wizard of Above Top Secret, Zed.
Hey, are you conspiracy buffs? What the heck are you doing? Oh, once again, time to grab your foil and head for the bunker. It's about to get weird around here. So, I realized recently I put my show up on Podomatic, and I realized that some of those people out there on Podomatic don't have any clue what this show's about, who I am, or what the hell I'm talking about. So, if you're one of those people, what you need to do is get up, go to your computer, open your favorite browser, and type in www.abovetopsecret.com, and there you'll find out what I'm talking about. Now, recently, you may have heard on the Dave Rabbit Show, any Dave Rabbit fans out there, you might have heard on the Dave Rabbit Show, he had on Springer, who is one of the three amigos, one of the three owners of the website, AboveTopSecret.com. And they were talking quite a bit about the site and different threads that they liked. And there's been a couple of episodes out, and I'm sure there'll be some more. So if you like those guys, if you didn't like those guys, I don't know, maybe you thought they were assholes. That's all right, because I'm an asshole, and I know, and they're good assholes, trust me. Anyway, go check out AboveTopSecret.com, and you'll find out. Now, was 9/11 an inside job by the U.S. government? Well, go find out. What about aliens? Do they exist, living out there somewhere in the cosmos? Well, go find out. Maybe Elvis could be alive and well, living as an undercover narcotics agent in Belize. Go find out. How about, can a nerd who likes video games ever find happiness with a lingerie model? Well, I know the answer to that one, and it's no, but still, there's a whole relationship forum on the Below Top Secret section. You can go find out. In fact, you can go find out all kinds of stuff, and you can ask even more questions. Now, look, people, all I'm saying is you don't even know the answers to the questions that are out there until you start asking some of your own. So how are you going to do that? Well, I know you're asking Zed here, where can I go that will give me the keys to the mighty sports car of extreme knowledge? How much will that cost me? It's got to be hundreds of dollars a year, at least, maybe more. Well, I'm telling you, it's going to cost nothing. Zip, nada, zilch. Just go check out www.abovetopsecret.com. Find out for yourself. Now, you got tons of forums. Tons and tons of stuff. You can get everything from, 9/11 conspiracy, obviously, because I mentioned that. But there's guest speaker events. There's a debate forum. There's sponsored games, speaking of which. There's a game going on right now, allTheConspiracies.com. And you can actually go there and check that out. It's very cool. But that's a sponsored game put on by Above Top Secret. There's a whole Discovery of Atlantis forum. There's the Now That's Weird radio, the Ross Hemsworth radio show. There's Dave Rabbit, his own forum, and he's got his own show, and obviously on Podomatic, like I mentioned. There's current events. There's war on terrorism, peak oil, political conspiracy stuff. What else? There's 9/11. I mentioned that one like three times now. Aliens, UFOs, New World Order, Area 51, military governments and projects, weaponry, education and media, science stuff. There's science and technology, aircraft projects, space planes, fragile earth, mysterious subjects like cryptozoological beasts and animals, medical issues, origins and creationism conspiracy, paranormal studies. Oh, I'm just getting started. Seriously. You can click the Below Top Secret link at the top of the page, or it's BelowTopSecret.com. You'll find even more. They got travel, jokes, food, relationships, people. Here's even a rant form. You can just rant about whatever you want. There's video games, television, movies, music, all the stuff going on in pop culture. There's even member art, some computer help stuff. I guess I'm just even getting started. Yeah, there's podcasting, there's blogs. Oh my God, how can you not want to find out all this stuff? So just have a look for yourself. And since we had all that voting going on the other night, do I even have to mention politics? Yeah, there's a whole board, politics at AboveTopSecret.com. So you can get everything you ever wanted to know right there in one place. Speaking of which, tonight, a little tired, was going to try to get on the old Skype with Magic, and hopefully we'll get that going here in a couple days, if not next week. Probably not tonight, but we'll get to another time. So tonight I was going to play a little bit more music just to fill in some of the interludes and help keep me awake. So, God, see, I can't even think just for a second. My brain is so fried out from all that's happened. Above Top Secret obviously has a lot going on. And so that's been just keeping me hopping and work and life, friends. That's what it is. That's what happens when you're in the fast lane. You're living life, but it's a good place to be. So without any further ado, this is Cake or Death, PodSafe Music Network with Whiplash.
The color of setting sun. It was a car crash.
lead singer of that is Paul Durham. And if any of you don't know, he's the lead singer of the group Black Lab, another one of my favorites. You can actually find them, what is that? I think it's like Black Lab World Online or blacklabworld.com. And you can also get them at the iTunes Music Store. And I did buy quite a few of their songs. That's one of those rare CDs that, you know, just like all the songs are good. I hate it when a CD comes out and there's only like one good song or whatever. And thank goodness maybe, you know, iTunes solved some of that problem for me. I can pick and choose and buy a song here or there. But that album, See the Sun, is awesome from Black Lab. So anyways, that Cake or Death, that's Paul Durham. And that's just a pet project of his, just kind of a sideline deal that he does. Really good stuff.
Blog of the Week.
Now, one thing I usually do on the show, I talk about the blogs on AboveTopSecret.com. Usually, I have a Blog of the Week. This week, I don't. I'm actually considering a couple of different things. I'll get to that in a minute. But I did want to just, you know, talk about sharing, because that's all a blog is. Now, not just any kind of sharing, but I'm talking about the real heart-wrenching kind of sharing, you know, the deep emotional kind, bears your soul kind of sharing stuff. Now, things that a blog uses creativity, inspiration, and some experience. And that's all I want to see. How about you? I don't know. How about it? Do you want to share? I know I want to read it. I really do. So all you got to do is join AboveTopSecret.com, build up a few points. We give out points for posting in various forums, and you can buy yourself a free blog. Basically, it's free. I mean, the points are given to you for just posting. So you can buy a blog. And then I want to hear more about it. And if you're already an AboveTopSecret.com member, get a blog. Or start writing more in your blogs if you have blogs and you're not using them. Because I want to hear about your day, your car, your thoughts on the world geopolitical situation. I want to hear your ideas on food culture. What kind of pajamas you wear when you feel frisky on a Friday night. I want to know it all. Oh, I guess especially that last one. I definitely want to know that one. But I'm getting off track here. The whole point of a blog is that it lets you do that. It lets you share with me and the whole world. And what's more important, you get to share your experiences with others. And that's what this world is all about. And speaking of caring, don't forget to stop by my blog, Wizard Words, when you're done and just say hello. Now, one thing I was thinking of doing, and I haven't even talked it over with anybody yet, but what I was thinking is run some kind of contest maybe on up in the blog visibility. And I've got some ideas kicking around in my head, and I want to hear what you think. So you can email me at zedd.ats@gmail.com, or you can send me a UTU if you're a member of AboveTopSecret.com, and let me know your ideas. We got to figure something out. And not that I really think we need to. I blog just about every day or weekdays, depending on time. And over time, I notice a pretty good steady amount of traffic that I seem to have. But I do hear other bloggers out there who are saying, you know, not enough exposure, or we're not on the front page of the site anymore. It doesn't show the most recent blogs. And I understand that. You know, there were some technical issues. I understand that. But hey, there's a whole page with a link right at the top, AboveTopSecret.com blogs. People can click it and see all the latest stuff right there too. So there is visibility out there. I think it's there, but you know, maybe some people want it a little more. They want a little help with the advertising, so to speak. So, like I said, I've got some ideas. I'd like to hear what you think. So, get back to me and we'll see about that. In the meantime, let me play a little Jonathan Ellington. Is it Ellington? Ellingsworth? What the heck is that guy's name? Sorry about that. Ellinghouse. God, how could I forget that? Because this song is great. Also found it on the PodSafe Music Network. This is the
This is it. You've hit the hard part is just beginning. It's too late. The world's weight will show no sign of lifting. And the wind keeps shifting. Just like me. Not on your side, it barely seems worth a try. Or a good long cry. Close your eyes, be kind. Go to a place inside your mind where I'll be waiting for you. Try. Chances seem slim to nothing. This is it, you've hit the hard part, is most to all of it. Take a breath, don't laugh, and don't expect too much to come of it. Here's a little secret. You can call it a miracle, but it's not for the cynical, 'cause it can feel like all you have. But before you pack it in, remember one little thing. Sometimes it's all you. Close your eyes, be kind, go to a place inside your mind where I'll be waiting for you. Close your eyes, be kind, go to a place inside your mind where I'll be waiting for you. Try.
That's just awesome. Again, Jonathan Ellinghaus with the hard part from the PodSafe Music Network, and that's music.podshow.com, and that's some great stuff. So I know what you're saying. You're saying, hey, Zed, it's 20 minutes into the show. Where's the weird? All right, well, I found an article on the Associated Press. It's about vampires and ghosts. Thought it was kind of interesting. It was about talking about this season being the season, obviously, for vampires and ghosts. We just had Halloween. But this one physicist from University of Central Florida, what's his name here, Kostas Efemou, he says that surveys show Americans are really gullible for the supernatural. And I just thought that was interesting. Now, what he does is he's a professor of physics. And I think I already said that. But anyways, he uses science and math, and he explains why ghosts can't walk among us. And also glide through walls, like Patrick Swayze did in Ghost and, you know, all that kind of stuff. He says that it violates Newton's law of action and reaction. So if a ghost walks, their feet apply force to a floor. But if they go through walls, they're without substance. So he says, which is it? Are ghosts material or materialless? That was interesting. I never really thought about that. I would think that a ghost would be moving off whatever its patterns imprinted on. It's like a memory pattern. So if a ghost died falling down some stairs and later on those stairs are torn down, the ghost is still just going to fall like the stairs were there. I don't know. Maybe that's Hollywood, but I kind of figured maybe that's how it would look. According to Efemu, zombies and vampires fare even worse under his skeptical microscope. He looked at the most prominent child-turned-zombie case that most zombie aficionados like to cite, and it was in 1989. A Haitian 17-year-old boy was declared dead and then rose from the grave a day after the funeral, and he was considered a zombie. The boy never died, but was paralyzed and could not communicate. He'd been poisoned with toxins from a relatively deadly Japanese puffer fish, research later showed. So that one, he says zombies don't exist, and the few cases that do, they're explainable. Now, for vampires, he just gets out the old calculator because he's figured out that if a vampire sucked one person's blood each month, turning that victim into an equally hungry vampire, after a couple of years, there'd be no more people left. He started his calculations with just one vampire and 5,307,000,000 humans. Did I say that right? 537 million humans. Yeah. Okay. On January 1st, 1600. And then does the calculations, and he shows that the human population would be down to zero by July 1602. That's really interesting. So, vampire getting one person a month, we wouldn't even be around. So anyways, according to him, Casper, Dracula, and all those creepy friends can't exist. Other scientists also believe the same way he does, but the public isn't often as skeptical as that. The National Science Foundation reports showing a widespread belief in pseudosciences such as vampires, astrology, ESP. More than one in three Americans believe houses can be haunted, and a 2005 Gallup poll showed that more than 20% of Americans believe in witches and that people can communicate with the dead. Now, of course, that's made popular by TV shows such as Medium and Ghost Whisperer, although the popularity of that last one might be just due to Jennifer Love Hewitt. But okay, I'll take a moment there. So anyways, we're talking about a large fraction of the public that believes in these subjects, and many scientists just believe they're out of the question. So, let's see here. Another thing I had been reading was a book called Voodoo Science, author Bob Park, and he said that scientists keep telling the public what seems all too obvious, and all that kind of stuff is kind of crap. So, he thinks something different. But anyways, let's see here. I don't know. I'm too tired to even read any more of that. I just thought it was really interesting that vampires would have overrun humans if they really existed at that time when Dracula started sucking everybody's blood. Anyway, I'm going to wind it down. Let's see. We need to at least have a little more Paul Durham in here because, you know, I just can't get enough of the guy, and especially with Black Lab. So this is Black Lab from the PodSafe Music Network and See the Sun.
Go deep again. Will you wasted my time, yeah. Cause if I feel this feeling, well, you crawl out of your perfect skin. And climb into mine, will you shine? Will you be my light? Cause I can't see the sun anymore. I can't feel the ground anymore. I can't see.
Another day, the sun will shine. Well, maybe not if you're living where I do in the ever wet city of Seattle, Washington, where it's absolutely pouring. Anyways, I am going to try to get with Magic again on the Skype real soon and get that out and do some other stuff. Appreciate you bearing with me while I'm recouping just from being tired. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. You open up that bunker door, head for home, stay safe, be careful out there, and we'll meet again real soon and investigate some more weird stuff. Peace.
You've been listening to The Zed Show, hosted by AboveTopSecret.com. When it comes to podcasting, set your iTunes to feeds from AboveTopSecret.com and accept no substitutes.